Providing assistance to the Lebanese armed forces in building their capacity lies at the core of UNIFIL Security Council Resolution 1701. Following the letter and spirit of the document, UNIFIL peacekeepers from Italy, the Republic of Korea and Malaysia recently offered a five-day-long training to around 70 Lebanese army personnel. UNIFIL radio producer Haidar Fahes reports.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min al-Janoub. There are many trainings offered by various UNIFIL contingent to the Lebanese soldiers and officers. This one is a sort of a combined training where Korean peacekeepers are sharing with the Lebanese soldiers their skills of self-defense. And UNIFIL Malaysian instructors are offering special combat course with the special attention of life-saving techniques. And finally, Italian trainers are holding practical and theoretical workshops on patrolling techniques, which has been a core task of the mission. Corporal Hadid Al-Attar from UNIFIL Italian contingent has more details.
We are now in the Shiwakir training area in the vicinity of Tir, participating in a training in support of the Lebanese armed forces. This activity was carried out with theoretical and practical lessons, focused mainly on the treatment of injuries, operations in urban areas, and enhancing shooting techniques.
One of the key priorities of Resolution 1701 is that the UN mission supports the operations of its strategic partner, the Lebanese Armed Forces, while also assisting with the building and enhancing of its capacity on the ground. This latest coordinated training was designed to provide LAF personnel with the most effective skills, techniques and tactics. LAF officer Captain Hussam Mhanna talks with us about the importance of such trainings to a soldier.
This training is very important for a soldier, since it evolves his physical capabilities and his performance in all tasks, especially during any military activity and during raids on wanted individuals in urban areas.
Coordinated trainings and exercises between UNIFIL and LAF lie at the core of the Resolution 1701. In 2019 alone, the number of such activities in both land and sea was 300 times more than in 2018. UNIFIL Senior Training Officer Lieutenant Colonel Bob Duggan emphasizes.
And today's training enhances that capability and capacity delivery of Lebanese armed forces and also ensures the better cooperation on the training and operational activities that we do together with the Lebanese armed forces on patrol in the area. So we are seeing a better quality of the soldier, bringing them from a basic level to more advanced training, and hopefully we will aspire to in the future train their trainers so they can deliver the training themselves in the future.
Training like this give a good opportunity to participants to hone their professional skills, but also give a good chance to forge friendly relationship between UNIFIL international peacekeepers and Lebanese soldiers and officers. These trainings serve well to strengthening the strategic partnership between the two forces, as UNIFIL Sector West Commander General Diego Fulco has put it.
Well, coordinated training, coordinated effort is, more a sort of joint. It's an equal, it's a balanced position in which we learn from them and they learn from us. And this is probably the best thing, you know, to improve our brotherhood, because the advantage that we have, wearing a uniform, is to be brothers in arms. So we have the same values. We speak a different language, but we have the same values. And this is very helpful in understanding each other, in working together, and especially reaching the same objectives. That, in the end, is the implementation of UN Resolution 1701.
You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Haidar Fahes. Hope to have you with us again on the airwaves or on social media platforms. Stay tuned.